Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello there.
Avec Veronica.
Well, much has been spoken about the new incumbent at the Vatican. I love his soft American accent and the way he speaks Latin, Italian and Spanish with such ease. You can tell he's a man of the world. One detail of last week's proceedings, which will stay in my memory and did not feature in the excellently crafted film Conclave, was the restrictions that they were under. We know in the past the voting cardinals were incarcerated without heating and adequate comfort breaks, difficult at any age but more so for the advanced senior citizen. These days, things have improved, but like school children going into an exam, they have to hand in their phones. But did you know that they're not permitted to eat asparagus, albeit gloriously in season at the moment, for obvious reasons? But less obvious is that ravioli is a banned food because of the slim possibility that something might be smuggled into those fluffy pillowcases of pasta, a microchip, a cyanide pill, a microphone. The mind yet again boggles. Anyway, all agreed on the most papabile of cardinals, and I'm sure that Leo, the sunny side of the zodiac, is going to be a very popular name for newborn boys over the next few years. Now to the matter in hand, and we have an embarras de choix this weekend. After a few quiet weeks, you're going to have to make choices, particularly on Sunday the 18th. If you're a fan of Villegagnier, there's one at Serran, which starts early at 7, and they've tacked on a hike, starting at 9:45, one 8K, the other 12. A healthy addition to the order of events. Then there's a Vide Your Bedroom at Miramont-la-Tour, which is all about passing your old Barbies and favourite teddy bears onto a new generation. That starts at 9. As does the Vide Grenier at Marcelan, which would give you time to wander over to La Romieux for their annual Marché de Rosier. And if you're really organised, you have a choice of musical entertainment. At the Abbey de Flaron at 3:30, organised by the Amis de Flaron, a delightful recital of musical duels by Mozart, Rolla, Bartok, Handel, played by Sébastien Surel on violin and Violaine Desperoux on viola. For details, 06 14 13 572. Cost of entry, €20. At the Château de Flammarion at 4:30, a personal favourite of mine, Chanson Française, the poetry of Rimbaud, Baudelaire set to music, and the virtuosity that is involved in getting your tongue around those complicated lyrics, a la Brassens, Brel and Renaud. But with 1,000 gigs under his belt, we have Jean-Sébastien Bressy on voice and piano. Tickets, €20. For details, 06 20 44 44 48. And frustratingly, there's another recital, and that starts even earlier, at 3 at the Ara Olympe, which is the equestrian centre near Tupoya. Joël Gavreau, guitarist of the great Brassens, will be demonstrating his musicality. And if you're not free on Sunday, how about the Repas de Sanglier at Saint-Mézard on Saturday, starting at 12, and over at Pauillac, they're having a serious afternoon of boule beginning at 2. But I can't end without a mention of what is on at the pictures, as we used to call it, on Thursday afternoon at Florence at 5:30. You can watch, in English, Ireland's heartthrob, Cillian Murphy, in Small Things Like These, based on Claire Keegan's novella of the same name. Her pared-down, spare style of writing pulls a powerful punch. The film does the same, telling the story based on true events of how girls who found themselves in the family way were treated by nuns who were charged with looking after them, and the redemptive doggedness of one man who won't stand by and do nothing. So, we end as we began, on a positive note, and not being part of any conclave, I look forward to fresh asparagus for the rest of the week.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com.